stay when they stick around and won't go away. When it seems there's nothing you can do or say, nowhere you can turn. From the last breath of my first death to this lifetime and lifetimes left, congratulations, no regrets. It's true.
Hello, hello. How are we, Colin?
How are we?
Little teaser. Little teaser. Little sneak peek of what's to come.
Sean, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm so good. So, hello, everybody. This is Local Anesthesia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo.
I'm Sean, and I'm with my co-host, Colin.
Nice to...
And he brought a little trinket to the studio today. Colin, you want to demonstrate?
Yeah, of course. I think that I shouldn't just introduce it. I'm just going to surprise him. So, enjoy, everybody. Okay. Oh.
That just brings me such immense joy. For those that couldn't tell, that's an accordion.
I bought an accordion for I'm gonna be Weird Al Yankovic for Halloween, so I had to really dress the part, and I'm learning how to play it slowly but surely. So far
he's committed to the bit, and I'm surprised he knows how to play it that well. Like,
it's so these are all like the air valves, so you close them. So like if you play it like this, oh,
it's just suction.
So it kind of makes like that kind of a noise. But if you block them, listen. So it's a, and then I'm gonna block one. And then, okay, that's
a little deeper.
So
that was beautiful.
It's a jolly good time, and I can't wait to learn it.
He's such a silly, jolly man. I love this shit. I can't say. My apologies. I can't say that.
Anyways,
moving on.
moving on.
So, what were we just listening to? We played for you guys Shine Eternally by the band Zulu.
I really like that song.
Yeah, they're a really interesting group. They're like Afro-punk mixed with funk and like neo-soul, like just really cool mixture of things. So, mm-hmm. I literally just found them randomly, so been really interested in their most recent album, A New Tomorrow, so recommend that for everybody listening. And I played a song off the new Mitski album, My Love, Mine, All Mine.
I haven't listened to all of it yet, but I mean, I've only heard that. Was it like the sole single off it? I don't know.
I don't think she had any singles, but I could
really
be wrong. I could be totally wrong about that.
I don't know. I don't even know if. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even hear any singles.
You know what? Hold on. We're gonna check and make sure that I'm.
Yeah.
Oh, there were two singles.
But none of them were that song?
No, it was Bug Like an Angel and Star Be With Heaven.
But and either way, I mean, that song is incredible.
Yeah, so. No, I really. Yeah. I like this one more than her album prior. What was it called? A Laurel Hell.
Uh-huh.
I've been very impressed with her output over the last couple of years. Very, very good album. I probably in my top 20 of the year.
Yeah, I really liked that's it, fair. That's fair.
And then I played the new, semi-new Big Thief single, Born for Loving You.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Born for Loving You, similar to Kiss's Made for Loving You. I wonder if they were inspired. You never
know. That's quite a possibility.
Don't know how much.
I don't think a lot of Sonic crossover there.
Yeah. Sean, do you mind if I take the reins on this PSA?
Oh yes, yes. Colin has a PSA that he'd like to read to you guys.
Yeah, this is in 2021, Oh, yeah. In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning, and 11 of them died. Motor vehicle crashes caused 42,915 deaths. 47,646 Americans committed suicide. Gun violence killed 48,830 people. Diabetes was listed as the direct cause on 103,294 death certificates.
Yikes.
More than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, with more than 70,000 of those from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Approximately 460,000 deaths were associated with COVID-19. Zero people died from overdosing on marijuana. Those are some numbers to think about.
Okay.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
the accordion. I didn't know where you were going with that. And then I was like, oh, okay, I get it. I was just, damn, we're just talking about death.
Yeah. I don't know. I was concerned about it too. I was like, oh my God, I'm more than halfway through. But then I got to the final bar. And I think that kind of cleared things up.
Yeah, now I'm like, okay, I'm content with the message. Yeah.
We're down with the cause.
We are very much down with the cause on that one.
I'm down on my hands and knees, one arm in the air. So
Wakanda forever.
So many of these are about medical marijuana and how it doesn't cause death. I literally just got two in a row about it.
Oh, really? It's like a whole section of the folder?
Yeah, just about how
marijuana doesn't kill. So, for those who don't know, you can play automated like PSAs like on the computer, in the studio here, or what we just tend to do is read off of they're like printed out and put in a big binder, and some of them are kind of recent. Some of the PSAs are a little outdated, maybe like from 2005.
Yeah, yeah, and some of them are just like they're just absolute buzzkills. Like yeah. We got dead Somerville bicyclist PSA. Texting while driving prevention. Know your cell phone rights during protests. Yeah. Oh my God. There's a dual part one.
There's a what?
There's a dual, like, there's a,
Oh, like you read off the script?
Karen, welcome back. How was the trip to the river? Laura. Oh, it was just fantastic. It's literally like, oh my God, it even has SFX. Like sound effects. Birds chirping, children laughing, sprinkler collar jingling. That is crazy. Any theater kid
that comes to the studio is going to love
they're
that.
They're going to have
yeah, a it's going to be a one man or one woman play on
That's
air.
That's so good.
And people are going to be like, get off the airwaves.
Get off the airwaves, you dork.
You dork.
So, oh, that's funny. I don't know. I never take the time to flip through the PSAs. I usually just like flip to the first one during a show, and I'm like, it's good enough. Back to the tunes.
It's like, okay, this works. Yeah, because that's the primary... That's the primary goal of this, just to play music and talk nonsense.
And stop yapping.
Yeah, no, we are yapping entirely too much. So you know what, guys? We're going to get back to the tunes. So this next song, the alt girls are going to love this one. We got some Lana Del Rey in the mix today. We got Blue Banisters.
Good God.
I don't know how Colin feels about that, but
It's okay. Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Okay, yeah, because I'm rocking with the song. All right, anyway, guys, enjoy.
John Deere. Jenny handed me a beer, said, how the hell did you get there? Oh, Oklahoma. There were flowers that were dry, sitting on the dresser. She asked me where they're from. I said, a place I don't remember. Oh, Oklahoma. Jenny jumped into the pool. She was swimming with Nikki Lane. She said, most men don't want a woman with a legacy in her veins. She said, you can't be amused, be happy too. You can't blacken the pages with Russian poetry and be every May. Thank you.
I don't care no better. Just let your imagination run wild. Let your heart be your guide. In the time you sit around worrying about it and trying to plan a painting, you could have completed a painting already. Let it happen. Let it happen. And I would spend sometimes weeks just working on a picture, drawing it out, getting all the little sketches and stuff. And then I'd go back and spend maybe a month trying to fill in the blocks. Here, we let it happen. It comes right out of here. It's in you. And you put it on the canvas. Okay?
Do, do, do. Hello, hello. We are back.
I love Bob Ross.
We were just talking. Yeah, that was Bob Ross. A sample of Bob Ross.
Happy little accidents. Happy no little mistakes. Accident,
yeah. His show. Anyway, yeah, Bob Ross was sampled on We Saw the Sun by Lil Yachty. That was just playing. And...
Before, don't look at the sun. Don't look straight at the sun.
Don't look at the sun? What?
It's not healthy for your eyes.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like Trump when he looked at the solar eclipse. remember he did that with like
no glasses. No protection. That was a bold move, Mr. President.
The sun is weak. I'm not gonna subjugate everyone to my horrible Trump impression.
We're gonna have to log this as a political discussion on WMFO instead.
Yeah, okay, yeah, X and A on all that. Anyway, yeah, so before We Saw the Sun, we played Sweet by Feeble Little Horse, which is a shoegaze band I just discovered. I also played Pretty by the Cranberries. So anyway, yeah, back to Yachty, though. I've been a really big fan of his most recent indie rock psychedelic album, Let's Start Here.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have an opportunity... because we're both part of Melisma Magazine here at Tufts. I did have an opportunity to cover his show and do press photography, but unfortunately something else came up.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. So, yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore. I think someone else is going to take that from me. So, yeah.
Which is really cool either way. I mean...
Oh, no, for sure.
I think that if you have any chance, then you should try to cover a show. Anybody who's listening to
We were just talking... Yeah. We were just talking about that, and I think we noticed that Thundercat is on tour and coming October 15th, you said?
15th or 16th, I forget, something like that.
Either way, mid-October, so
uh-huh.
I will probably try to request to do press for that show, because that'd be cool.
Be cool.
I would really like to cover a show and finally do photography, because I've seen Colin do it. Seen other people. Well, not, I haven't gone with them, but I've seen other like people take press photos, and it's been... really cool experience, so I want to like get my hands dirty, finally get into all that. Yeah, but either way, I'm a little bummed out that I won't get to see Yachty live, especially after this release, because I just think he's finally in his element.
Mm-hmm. I from what I've seen from his most recent shows, I guess that he doesn't just do like his new stuff, he cycles back to his old. So he goes, his new stuff opens with like, you know, Let's Start Here, then shifts the entire like middle block of his show is all old rap stuff.
Yeah.
And then he shifts back towards the end to Let's Start Here, which is really cool.
I think, yeah, it's a Lil Yachty sandwich. Which I think is perfect.
It's a boat sandwich.
It's a boat. And I, yeah.
It's
I
a submarine.
It's a submarine. Little boat. No, like I was looking at the set list. I'm like, this is like his, I think his best material, just like put on one set.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think is great. Because I've always like been like a quasi fan of pseudo fan of Lil Yachty, like even when people when it wasn't cool to do so. Uh-huh. So I love the Lil Boat mixtape.
Uh huh.
It still I think holds up. I think it still aged really well. And he's dropped a few like mediocre albums here and there, but I feel like it might just be like him not like fully seeing the vision or not having full creative control of what he wanted to do. Maybe it's label politics. Maybe it's just like not feeling inspired, but now he's just like doing the psychedelic rock stuff was so cool. And also the most recent singles he's done, like Strike Holster.
We listened to that
Slide.
One. Slide was good too.
Solo Step and Creep Boy. Like, he's just a no. When it comes to like him rapping and like doing like the warped auto tune like stuff, like I just think it's cool. Like, he's finally found his niche.
Yeah. No, I agree. I admittedly, I'm not the biggest fan. I'm a fan of him. I just haven't dove that deep, I guess. But from what I've heard from, like, you know, from not only you, but from my self-exploration into Let's Start Here and the mixtapes and all that, he's come a long way. And I hope that whenever he releases his next album, he'll maybe keep on this direction.
I could see it happening. I could see too.
I hope this isn't just like a one-off, like, oh, I want to be different kind of a thing.
No, because I feel like he's like heavily committed to the sound now, and also just seeing footage of like the concerts, like he's like you know, really singing, performing with the band. Some songs he's screaming his head off.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's so committed to that sound that he's not just gonna do it for one album and dip. I feel like this could be a new trajectory.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be like a flip flop. Like, this is a rap project, back to the rock stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be cool either way. Two releases per year, I need it.
Yeah, exactly. Releases. Yeah, we need a mixtape and then another rock album.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep doing that until I don't even know what.
Until perfection, really.
Yeah,
until,
exactly.
Until Fantano finally gives him a 10 and so, then he quits.
What did he give this album? Was it like an 8?
I think it was
relatively positive.
I think that he had the yellow flannel on.
I mean, I know he gave Boat, A Little Boat, the mixtape a 7.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, you know what? Maybe he didn't have the right flannel. He didn't have a yellow flannel on. He had a gray flannel.
Yeah. Are we watching the video? I just read the description.
Hi, everyone. Psych the Knee Rock.
Psych the Knee Rock.
God.
Speaking of Fantano.
It's a 7.
It's a 7. Uh-huh. Okay, so yeah, just to confirm, Let's Start Here was rated a 7 by Fantano. But about Anthony Fantano of The Needle Drop, he severely underrated one of my top albums of the year, which I just discovered, Mid-Air by Paris, Texas.
Oh, yeah. I remember you listening to that album. I still have yet to listen to it.
Yeah, like, it came out in July, so I'm a little late to the party, but I knew about Paris, Texas, because they dropped some stuff in the middle of the pandemic, like the song Force of Habit off their 2021 album. Like, I really like their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I put off listening to this most recent album just because, like, I don't know, had a better things to do, I guess. But when I finally gave this a full listen, I was just like,
inspired. No, jaw dropped.
No, because I've been having it on repeat, especially the song Ain't No High, which is very beautiful. I like the song Lana Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
There's Full English with Tizo Touchdown, really funny song. D&D with Kenny Mason's a great song, rap track.
You sent that to me. It's so good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no clean versions of any of the songs. I wanted to play some of it on the air for you guys, but unfortunately, that cannot happen.
Not until 10.
Yeah, maybe we can cover someone's time slot, or open slot.
We can just kick somebody out, just play one song.
Get out the chair.
Get out the stew.
They need to hear Panic by Paris, Texas.
We're bumping some Panic.
No, I'm going to be that annoying guy that calls the station and be like, can you play this, please?
What did the guy want to hear?
Was it Modest Mouse?
Yeah, can you please play Modest Mouse?
There were two DJs that we talked to, and apparently the same guy called on two separate occasions asking for the song to be played, a specific song by Modest Mouse, and it was just very weird, creepy behavior.
Yeah.
Hopefully this guy's not listening.
Yeah. If he does...
No, restrain yourself. Don't say it. We already had one slip up. We can't get our time slot taken away.
Really?
But yeah, anyway, my point being, going back to the Fantano review, he gave the Paris, Texas album a 3 out of 10. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
He had like very like blasé reasons for that. He's like, oh, it's derivative. Oh, it's like punk aesthetics without being punk. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, you bald man.
You melon.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, he missed on that one for sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mid-Air, Paris, Texas.
Listen to it.
Listen to it. Yes, and also listen to this next song I have for you guys, New Joy by Slawson Malone. That's not the song, that's Colin's accordion. We're going to play the song for real now, though.
Go ahead.
Be my bride. Damn, Ty, you made it too?
Yeah.
I got into you.
Get out my look and go little pill. My from the garden, yeah. Smoking on more than a Nick. My Brooklyn in the garden while we watching the Knicks. Walk your like a pit, dog by my hip. Got mohair all in my sweatsuit. That be that Martin. Mixed green with that purple, I'm tripping. That be that Barney. You got on Dior with a Nike tech. That be that corny. Made so many songs, I can make Lil Uzi greatest hits. Call this just scat, cause this ain't me and my favorite. Me and Lil V's go back to back. Spent 400,000, never drove to make back. I talk, I don't never talk back. Put the tape on the tech, it's a homemade Mac. I just wanna rock me the in the trap. And you wouldn't believe how much I made back. My soul immortal, I can't never keep it cordial. Nah, I just had a foursome, that's triple oral. My chain so deep down in the ocean, I see shrimp and coral. Boy, you're watching 41, I do 50 or more. I'm in the cut with a bad b- like I'm trying to buck 50 or more. I bleed anywhere that I go, better watch your mink, cause I drip on the flow. I don't even call it walk, I'm sipping the wall, I pull me some more. I just pull me a phone, just making sure that I do not catch a cold. I put my back to the ropes, I'm on my Jeff Hardy. I'm on them opiums, buffs on my face. I don't play boy by my cardies. I don't even play with these at all. I don't even know what a Atari is. I ordered a jet, couldn't take no pics, cause I don't even know what red carpet is. Get out my look and go little pill. My from the garden, yeah. Smoking no more than a Nick. My Brooklyn in the garden while we watching the Knicks. Walk your like a pit, dog by my hip. Got mohair all in my sweatsuit. That be that Marnie. Mixed green with that purple, I'm tripping. That be that Barney. You got on Dior with a Nike tech. That be that corny. Made so many songs, I can make Lil Uzi greatest hits.
If I had a dollar for every tiny, hey, I'd be rich like Jen, yeah. I got rich with Babyface. We came up just make a play. And I feel just like Beyonce. Love saying my name. I came back down front on. I bring more smoke to Taylor Gang. I'm the GOAT. Dunk in front of free throw. Fade away, whipping dough. Make it big shine. You can't say it ain't. I know if I wasn't that great, they wouldn't even be doing shade. Say they come with the game. I ain't never been no game. I don't even want to conversate. Lie right to my face. Yeah, I probably under the jail. They know how much crime I did today.
Damn.
Cry, baby V's. Using honeys, wipe it away. I don't got change for 20. 20 ain't nothing but change.
You hear what I'm saying?
I'm tired of giving game. I'm shopping, copping, Matty Boy. I got this down in MIA. This little to get a house to bang. I met her in LA. I got blood and bombs and crisps. I'm slicing, gon' make sure I'm safe. Dotty breaking, glory game. Slimy, I should be ashamed. He done dropped 100 tapes. Made no noise like Pootie Tang. Beat my heart so icy. I'm like Shiesty, I'm like Gucci, man. I'm down to a 4 a day. Dirty water, Louis Ray. These stupid must be freebasing. Young, I was middle school. Cure aid. Fast forward to death day. Make a meet his maker. Broke beefing. Make his mama throw a phone raise. 7 mile pop star. I'm just a Timberlake.
Wow.
Throwing salt, but I ain't never killed the player.
Oh,
daydream about the wild heart in the refrigerator. Dog living with a broke heart. Heard I hit his main one. Get off my lip. Get off my.
Get off my.
You ain't met rich like this, you ain't met rich like
rich like this.
He buying design on sale, that be that country.
What's to him?
She call, want you another man, that be that horny. Tell me you proud of me, baby, again. I need to hear,
I need to hear it again.
I got a gang tied on my skin, it's bigger than thin.
Yeah.
I don't trust, bro, it is what it is.
Yeah.
She been faithful to the kid, but I never commit.
Parece esa morra, la que anda bailando sola. Me gusta pa' mí.
Bella, ella sabe que está buena. Que todos andan mirándola como baila.
Me acerco y le tiro todo un verbo. Tomamos trago sin pero, solo tentación.
Le dije estar tu familia, que en unos días vas a ser mía.
Me dijo que estoy muy loco, pero le gusta que ningún vato como yo actúe.
Cuba. Y este va, mija. Y por la doble P, viejo.
Así nomás, compa Pedro, puro eslabón armado. A las plebitas. Vato que tiene varo, pero hablando del corazón te cumplo todo.
Me agarro pegadito de su mano, mi compa ni se la creyó que al pasar fui yo.
Su cuerpo, juro por Dios que era tan perfecta, su cinturita como modelo,
sus ojos. Principio me enamoraron, a ella le gusto y a mí me gusta.
Hello, 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 everybody. So,
yes.
Okay. Just making sure the audio is mixed properly.
Good.
So, yeah, we are closing up the show today. We got T-minus 7 minutes till our set is over. So, what were we listening to last couple songs? We were listening to... My brain is not braining right now.
It's fine.
We were listening to the 27 Club instrumental version by JPEG Mafia. GOMD remix featuring Lil Uzi Vert by V's, Asia Baila Sola by Eslabon Armado and Peso Pluma. Really fun song. I love that song. And right now we're listening to My October Symphony by Pet Shop Boys.
Back to the 80s, folks.
Yes, we needed a throwback. And I'm not super familiar with Pet Shop Boys, to be honest. But
we gotta put you on.
You're putting me on. I'm rocking with this.
All right, folks. I think we should let them enjoy.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we're going to let this one ride out. Thank you for listening. This is Local Anesthesia, and this is 91.5 FM Touch Reform Radio. We'll see you next Thursday.
Good night, folks.
How to smile behind a frown. It's hard to settle down. It's so
December instead. Oh yeah, it's 5:59 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile